This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we welcome you back to our South Florida High School Sports Show for a Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a very active day throughout the country, especially here in South Florida. And certainly, speaking of active, the University of Miami has just been that, whether it's getting player commitments or setting the table for the future. And today, as we found out a little bit earlier, that Frank Ponce, a good friend of the program, good friend of South Florida, former Miami High quarterback, will return to App State, Appalachian State, to be the offensive coordinator, a position that he had before. Came down here to join the Hurricanes after 1 year. He felt, hey, you know, let's go back. Somebody who's been following this, I'll tell you what, I've never seen anybody more diligent than Alex Dono, and he follows this thing every day, whether it's just a team or recruiting. Locked On Canes is his podcast daily, and he does an awesome job, and we get a chance to come on with him. So he's on with us. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening.
Hey, Blue, it's my pleasure. And, you know, a couple hours ago, I thought I was done putting out Locked On Canes episodes for the day. I guess it was probably even less than a couple hours ago, like 90 minutes ago, we get the Frank Ponce news. And kudos to Manny Navarro from The Athletic. That was the first person to report it, that Frank Ponce is on his way back to Appalachian State. This is the first, we'll see if it's the only offensive staff change for Miami, but it's the first. And obviously, Miami now is going to need to be aggressive and go out and find a quarterback's coach. But in the case of Frank Ponce, I think this makes a lot of sense for him, because something people maybe don't know about, and I know you're aware of this, Blue, you know, his wife still lives up there in the Boone, North Carolina area. She works for a TV station up there. So for this past year that he's been at Miami, he's been, you know, away from his wife, away from family up there. So I'm sure for a professional level, he can go back over there to Appalachian State, where he had a lot of success in 2021, can be their offensive coordinator again. And I think from a personal standpoint, this also makes sense for Coach Ponce to be back up there with his wife.
No doubt. Not only that, a lot of news coming out of Coral Gables player-wise, commitments. I think it kind of, you know, going into the portal, getting a little bit of get ready for that second national signing day, it kind of stealing the thunder away from Carmoni McClain. I think everybody's kind of put him on the back burner now and concentrate, you know, what's going on for the future with the program. Because that's something that you deal with. I know that you have an opportunity to either talk to guests or, you know, banter back and forth about something like that. Do you think the fans are losing interest now, you know, in getting him because of the fact that there's maybe too much baggage associated with it?
Yeah, there's a growing feeling, and I'm speaking here for my viewers. I'm not necessarily speaking for Miami's coaching staff, because I don't know how they're feeling about the Carmoni McClain pursuit at this moment. But as far as the guests and the listeners and viewers that I talk to every day, they do start to worry about the drama behind Carmoni McClain. Like, they start to worry about, you know, the feet dragging, and then, you know, trying to keep the visit to Colorado secret and pinning his location in Tampa, Florida, when we all know now he was up at Boulder, Colorado. And, you know, I think there's a legitimate concern there, Blue, because Miami fans are looking at the situation coming off a 5-7 season, a very poor season on the field. And we've had, unfortunately, a lot of poor seasons down in Miami over the past 20 years. And, you know, I think everyone wants a culture change. And it's something Mario Cristobal has talked about, is getting the right, not only the right type of players, but the right type of people in the program. And, you know, there's obviously a growing concern when you have, you know, someone who's maybe not showing the most maturity with the way his recruitment process is playing out. I think some Hurricanes fans are getting a little bit tired of talking about him. You know, at the same time, I don't know how his conversations with Mario Cristobal and DeMarcus Van Dyke and Jamil Adai and company have actually gone. You know, they may have a different comfort level with Cormani McClain than I do and my listeners do. But yes, I do think a lot of Miami Hurricanes fans are starting to think, hey, maybe moving on might not be the worst thing.
No doubt. Alex Dono joins us, Locked On Canes. You can hear him right here on WQAM as well. He does Panthers. He does post-game for the University of Miami. Fills in on a lot of shows and certainly one of the great people around. And you take a look also, Alex, at some of the offseason moves. A lot of additions to the team. They went after the offensive line on National Signing Day and also in the portal. Very important part of the program, especially, you know, with as many offensive weapons as they have. Talk about that and who you're anxious to see come spring.
Yeah, the offensive weapons are really exciting, Blue. I mean, first of all, Miami just added a very experienced player in the transfer portal, former Oregon tight end Cam McCormick, who's he's made national news because he's heading into his eighth year of eligibility, and he could even have a ninth if he chooses to use it. He said he may not actually reach the ninth year, but he's coming to Miami as an eighth-year senior at tight end. He's an excellent run-blocking tight end, and he's also a red zone threat, caught three touchdowns for the Oregon Ducks last year. So that's kind of a lower key, nice addition. We both know what Miami's doing at running back. They're revolutionizing that running back room when you can bring in a couple of solid freshmen like Mark Fletcher, who's big, powerful, well-rounded, and Chris Johnson, who's a speedy home run hitter. He's even faster than Jalen Knighton was when Knighton was at Miami. And I love the weapons Miami has added as well at slot receiver when you could bring in guys like Ray Joseph, who could also be a special teams weapon, big time slot receiver, and Robbie Washington is a nice addition as well. And I don't think Miami's done there, Blue. You know, I know Miami just had in Gary Bryant Jr. from USC for an official visit. He's in the transfer portal. He had a really productive 2021 season for the Trojans. He shut down his season early last year, 2022. He decided to redshirt. He can be a weapon at outside receiver. I know Miami's really made his recruitment a priority. He's going to take his time in making his decision because he can't enroll until the summer anyway because he's going to finish his semester out at USC coming up. So he's taking his time with the decision. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to what could happen there and if Miami can add another weapon at outside receiver. But I think the future is bright, and it's not just weapons, Blue, offensive line as well. Miami is revolutionizing that group when you could bring in guys like Javion Cohen and Matt Lee and the transfer portal, and you're adding freshmen to that group like Samson Okunlola and Francis Maligoa. And I don't sleep on Tommy Kinsler or Antonio Tripp or even Frankie Tindall as well. So I think they're really overhauling that offense. And if you can get the line of scrimmage right, because it wasn't right last year, that's going to raise the floor for your offense considerably.
Yeah, I agree with you. Before we let you go, let everybody know how they can follow you every day. And, you know, I mean, you do an awesome job and no matter what you do. But I know the Locked On Canes podcast has been just an outstanding source of interviews and a lot of information. Let everybody know what time and when they could listen to that.
Well, Blue, I appreciate it, and everyone knows Larry Bluestein is one of my favorite guests. He joins me on Locked On Canes frequently, and I always appreciate it, and Blue is one of our most popular guests. We put out episodes every single day. Usually, the main episode comes out. It premieres at 11:30 a.m. on YouTube. If it's a day like today where you've got coaches leaving, we put out a special breaking news episode a couple of hours ago for Frank Ponce, but typically, you find our video premieres at 11:30 a.m., and then it's available on all the audio platforms as well. You can listen in the car, listen wherever. And the show is called Locked On Canes. If you can check it out, I'd really appreciate it.
Yep, good stuff. That's Alex Dono. I'll bet you nobody does it better. He's a hard worker, diligent guy, and certainly a good friend to everybody. Alex, thanks so much for talking. We'll check you out soon. I know that as soon as some more commitments come in or transfers or anything else, we'll be on there talking about it. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Oh, my pleasure, Blue. Thank you so much. And, you know, your show's the best, so keep doing what you do.
Good stuff. Alex Dono wraps up hour number one. Don't forget, Danny and I are with you up until 9 o'clock this evening. Don't go away. The second hour is going to be great. All high school coaches, three new coaches, and we'll start the hour out with Coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons talking a little bit about the FHSA meetings that he attended next week. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.